Okay, good morning, everybody. Today's daf is Nedarim daf Tesvav. We are holding on the top of daf Tesvav Amud Aleph at the second line, Tnan Konim Sha'ani Yashan. Today's share is sponsored by Dr. David Lander, in honor of his wife and children, and Le'ili Nishmas, his mother, Golda Basimcha Shalom. We thank him very much for the continued sponsorship of the daf, and we wish him a congratulations on running a blazing 3 hours and 30 minutes in the New York City Marathon on Sunday in 76 degree weather. Very, very impressive feat, and he did it raising money for tzedakah. So I have that on good authority, not from Dr. Lander. He would never, but congratulations on that. So we're holding, as we were discussing the Shita of Rabbi Yehuda, maybe we'll backtrack and we'll repeat what exactly that Shita of Rabbi Yehuda is, where a person takes a neder that he's not going to get any hana'ah from sleep today if he sleeps tomorrow. So Rabbi Yehuda Amrav said that if he sleeps, that he cannot sleep today, lest he come to sleep tomorrow. I mean, even though he does not yet know whether it's us for him to sleep today, because he'll only find that out if he sleeps tomorrow, he shouldn't take any chances, and he shouldn't sleep today, lest he sleep tomorrow. So the Gemara is going to have 5 challenges to Rabbi Yehuda. The first of those challenges is from our Mishnah, presuming a certain understanding of our Mishnah. So first the Gemara is going to work on how we arrive at that understanding of our Mishnah. Then once we arrive at that understanding, we're going to challenge Rabbi Yehuda from our Mishnah. Then we're going to have 2 defenses of Rabbi Yehuda, how he's going to defend himself against our Mishnah. And then we're going to have 4 more rayas against Rabbi Yehuda. And that's going to bring us to about halfway through Amud Beis, maybe a little more. Then the Gemara is going to move on to the case that the Mishnah spoke about, of Ha'omer Li'isha Konem Shani Misham Sheikh, that Hariza Bal Yachal Devaro, that a person takes a neder that he's not going to be Mishamish, his wife, he's not going to have Tashmish with his wife, that it's Asar on him like a korban. So the Gemara is going to raise the question, what do you mean Hariza Bal Yachal Devaro, that it's a violation of a neder? That neder never should have been chal in the first place, and therefore there is no neder because he has a shibud. He's absolutely obligated to be mishamish his wife. It's a pasuk in the Torah, she'erak susava unasa lo yigra. So what does that mean that the neder is chal? So the Gemara is going to try to figure out how one could effectively make a neder chal, even though it's the type of activity that he's mechuyev to do min haTorah, and there's a way to make it happen that the neder would taka bichal in such a case in both directions, whether it's the woman taking the neder on tashmish or the man taking the neder on tashmish, and that will bring us all the way to the Mishnah on Amud Beis. That's probably where we'll stop. So let's begin again, just to repeat the Shita of Rav Yehuda that we were discussing in order to understand fully. So let's go back to the beginning of the Gemara again, just to get back into it. So the Gemara brings a machlokas amuraim as follows. Itmar, konameni bishena hayom im ishan lamachar. A guy says, I'm taking a neder that I will not sleep today on the condition that I sleep tomorrow. If I don't sleep tomorrow, then sleeping today is neither here nor there. I can do whatever I want. But if I do sleep tomorrow, then I have a neder that I'm not allowed to sleep today. So I'm Rav Yehuda Amrav. Rav Yehuda Amrav says, as far as today is concerned, al yishan hayom, do not sleep today. Shemi yishan lamachar, because you might sleep tomorrow. And then it will turn out that l'mafreya, the neder was chal, and by sleeping today, you violated bal yachel. So even though the neder was not yet chal, it's hanging in the balance, waiting for the tanai to be fulfilled. If you actually sleep the next day, you're not allowed to sleep today, because sleeping tomorrow is not the ikra neder, it's only a tanai for the neder, and people aren't so careful about that. So we have a lot of confidence that tomorrow, if you start dozing off, you're not going to fight it too hard. You'll allow yourself to sleep because you're going to say, well, this isn't the Yisr, this is just a Tanai. So you're going to allow yourself to fall asleep. Whereas Rav Nachman Amar, Yishan Ayom, V'lo Cheshin Shem Yishan L'machar. Rav Nachman says, no, there's no Yisr right now to sleep today. I'm not concerned that if you sleep today, you're also going to sleep tomorrow and it will turn out that you violated Neder L'mafreya. Once you sleep today, you'll know that sleeping tomorrow is off limits, so you'll do whatever you can. You'll pinch yourself, you'll put your feet in cold water, you'll do whatever you can in order to keep yourself awake tomorrow. So the Gemara explains, but Mother Biuda ba'omer konam eina bishina l'machar im yishan hayom sheyishan hayom. The Biuda agrees that it's mutter to sleep today if you said it in the reverse. If you made today the tonight and tomorrow the neder, that I'm taking a neder that I will not sleep tomorrow, if I sleep today. So then you could sleep today. That's just a fulfillment of the Tanai. And tomorrow we have confidence that you're not going to sleep because Kilo Mizdaher Bitana'a. When we say that people aren't going to be so careful and they're not going to pinch themselves and they're not going to stand up and keep their feet in cold water and do whatever they can to keep themselves awake, that's when it's only the Tanai that's at stake. Al Bisura Mizdaher. But when it comes to the actual Isser, if you make tomorrow the actual Isser, then you will be careful. Even Rabbi Yehuda thinks you're going to be careful. So as we said, we're now going to have, that's what we learned yesterday. Now we're going to have five challenges on the Shita of Rav Yehuda. So the first challenge is from our Mishnah, but again, presuming a certain understanding of our Mishnah that we have to arrive at. So Tanan, it says in our Mishnah, Konam Shani Yashayn. A person asks himself with a Konam, he asks himself from sleeping, or he says Shani Mahalech, Shani Medaber, that he asks himself from walking or from speaking. So in all those cases, the Mishnah said that that's a violation of Lo Yachel Dvaro. So Hechidami, what exactly is the case that he asks sleeping with an Eder? If we're saying that it's like it says in the Mishnah, Shani Yashayn, he says, or Shani Mahalech, Shani Medaber, and that's so we're saying it's a violation of Bal Yochel Dvaro, meaning that the Neder is Chal and it's actually us for him to sleep. Miavi Nidra, in such a Lashon, is that considered to be a Neder? Vatnan, but doesn't the Mishnah teach us? And it's not a Mishnah, the Ran has a Girsa, Vahatanya, because it's really a Tosefta, that Chomer B'Shvuos, that one of the things, that one of the Chumers that Shvuos have over Nidarim, that the Dinim of Shvuah, that one of the Dinim of Shvuah that does not apply to Nidarim, is shashvus chalos al davar sheish b'mamish, al davar shein b'mamish, that a shvuah can be chal both on something substantial, something of substance, as well as something that has no substance, an action, an activity, something that's not a thing, an object. Mashein kin b'nedarim, as opposed to nedarim, nedarim are only chal on a davar sheish b'mamish. And as we've explained, that's because an isr neder is an isr cheftza. That's the nature of a neder. A neder is I aser a cheftza on myself. So if a neder is not going to be chal on walking or talking or sleeping or anything that is not a cheftza. So it can't be that that's what our Mishnah actually means, because shein davar shein bo mamishu, because sleeping is a davar shein bo mamish. Ella, da amar konam einai b'sheina. No, the case must be that our Mishnah is saying that I'm taking a neder on my eyes to get the hana'a of sleep. But the isra is chal on his eyes. His eyes are an object, they're a thing, they're a davar sheyesh bo mamish. So his eyes are now not allowed to get the hana'a of sleep, and that's a davar sheyesh bo mamish. That is actually something of substance. And the Ran points out, according to the Havamina, where it's konam einai b'sheina, without any hagbalah zman, without any time constraint, meaning sounds like forever, my eyes, I'm taking a neder that I will not get hana'a of sleep from my eyes. So the Chiddush in the Mishnah is that even though there's no possible way in the world that he could fulfill this neder, because no one could go 3 days without sleep, and certainly not more than that, but the neder is still going to be chal, and it's going to be usher for him to go to sleep. I mean, the Ran understands in the Havamina that such a neder could be chal, and it's just that we know he's going to sleep eventually, he's going to fall asleep, but it's also for him to go to sleep. It's also for him to willfully fall asleep. So once the Mishnah is redefined now as not just I'm taking a neder against sleep, but I'm taking a neder on my eyes getting hana of sleep, Vida lo yav shiur, asked the Gemara, if we're talking about where he didn't actually give a shiur, he didn't give his man, he didn't give an amount of time that he's not going to sleep, and he just said it's stam, and we assume that means forever, mishaf kinan le, adav risa bal yachel, would we really let him be? It's not possible, until he violates bal yachel, it's not possible for him to be mekayim, so such a neder should never be chal at all, and even if he violates that neder and he sleeps, it should not be a violation of bal yachel. That's at least the way the Ran understands the question. There are three different ways of understanding the question, but the way that Ran understands what we're saying is Mishav Kinalei Adavar Isur Bal Yachal is such a neder can't be chal because it's impossible Me'ikara. We know that such a neder, what he committed to do, is not something that's humanly possible, and memela, there is no neder. And if there is no neder, there's no bal yachel. And yet the Mishnah says, hareza bal yachel devaro. So you see that the neder is chal. So that can't be the case of the Mishnah. So the Gemara says that that the neder is not chal. After all, Rabbi Yochanan taught us that if a person takes a shvua that he's not going to sleep for 3 days, we immediately give him malchus because he took a shvua shav, because a person cannot go 3 days without sleeping, and then he can sleep right away because it's not possible to be mekayim that shvua anyway. So the shvua is not chal at all, and it doesn't ask for him from sleeping at all. Let him go to sleep immediately. Yeah, he's going to get malchus not for violating the shvua, but because there's a separate issue in the Torah called the shvua shav, that you're not supposed to take a meaningless shvua, that the act itself of reciting that shvua, of saying that shvua, even though it's not actually chal, it's not actually binding, that itself is an isser. So that he's going to get malchus for. That's an isser of losis Hashem Hashem Elokecha lashav. That's a pasuk in the Torah that he's in violation of. That's what he's getting the malchus for. But the shvua is actually not chal at all, because it's something that meikara was never possible to do. So says Gemara, the same shvua the neder. If you say kodameina b'sheina, and you don't give a time frame for that, the neder's not chal at all. There is no isser for him to sleep, because it's something that's efshar l'kayim, and therefore that can't be what our Mishnah means. So again, we're trying to figure out what exactly is the case of our Mishnah. Once we figure that out, we're going to use that as a kasha on Rabbi Yehuda. But so far we suggested maybe the case of our Mishnah is that I take a neder not to sleep. We said, no, that can't be, because the din is that a neder needs to be a cheftza. It can't be. Okay, so now it means, second possibility, I took a neder that I'm not going to get hana'a of sleep from my eyes forever, says the Gemara. No, that wouldn't be lo yachal devaro. That would just not be chal at all. That such a neder wouldn't be binding at all. Just like a shavua, that you're not going to sleep for 3 days, is not a shavua at all. Yes, you get malchus because you violated lo sisa, but it's not a shavua at all. So that's why the Gemara has to go on to a third possibility of what our Mishnah is talking about. Before we do that, just on this point of lo sisa, that if a person takes a shvua not to sleep for 3 days, he gets malchus because he violated lo sisa Hashem Hashem Elokech l'shav. The Rashi Masechah Sukkah points out that in what sense is this lo sisa? Meaning there are different types of lo sisa. So the Rashi writes in Masechah Sukkah and Daf Nun Gimel that it's like he swore about an amud shel even shu shel zahav. It's like he swore about this amud right here that's made out of, this one's made out of wood, and he swore it's made out of gold. So it's something that's absurd. It's ridiculous. It's nishpa l'shano sasayadua. He takes a shvua about something that is and it isn't, or isn't and is. That's something that's it's impossible. So Rashi's chiddush is that's not only about what something is or isn't, but it's about taking a shavua on something that would be impossible to do. It's something that couldn't be done. That's also included in the same category. So anything that's just an impossibility is a violation of a shavua shav on that level. However, the Rambam in Hilchos Shavuos Perek Aleph Halacha Zayin and Perek Hey Halacha Chav seems to imply that the reason it's considered a shavua shav is because he's taking a shavua on something that he's not going to ultimately fulfill, and he knows he's going to violate the shavua, and even though b'mitzius it's possible to be mekayim the shavua, it's still considered a shavua shav. And therefore, he says, if a person takes a shavua not to eat for 7 days, since we know he's going to have to violate that shavua mishum pikuach nefesh, now it's possible to not eat for 7 days, he'll die, but he won't eat for 7 days. So even though the Rambam would say that's also a shavua shav, because it's not about al eat shu even al even shu eat, where it's just impossible, it's just not, it just isn't. That's the way Rashi understands the shvua of not sleeping for 3 days. No, it's a shvua that in mitzias could be, but it won't be, because you're going to die if you do it, and therefore it won't be. So that's how the Rambam understands the shvua shav. Okay, so back to the Gemara. So now we have to come to a third understanding of what our Mishnah is talking about. Ella, damar konam ina bishina l'machar, Im Ishanayom. Ooh, the case in our Mishnah must be that the guy asks himself sleeping tomorrow on the condition that he sleeps today. That if he sleeps today, then there's an Isser for him to sleep tomorrow. And the Tana of our Mishnah is telling us that he's not allowed to sleep today, because we're Choshesh that if he does, he's going to sleep tomorrow as well, and that's going to be a violation of a Neder. Says Gemara, no, that can't be what our Mishnah means, because Ha'amrit Kol Bi'isurei Mizdar. We said in that case, even Rav Yehuda agrees. Everyone agrees that if tomorrow is the day of Neder and today is just the day of Tanai, you can do whatever you want today, because we are confident that if you sleep today, that tomorrow, knowing that the Neder is chal for tomorrow, that you're going to be super careful not to violate that neder. And if you find yourself dozing off tomorrow, knowing that tomorrow is the day of the neder, we're confident that you're going to pinch yourself, you're going to stand up, you're going to do whatever you can to keep yourself awake. Ela pshita, tamar konem eini b'sheina hayom, imishan l'machar. Also, now we move on to, how many, this is number four, the fourth possibility of what our Mishnah means. Fourth and final possibility, in order to build up to our question, is that a person takes a neder that he won't sleep today, and the tanai is if he sleeps tomorrow. So, and he's not allowed to sleep today, since sleeping tomorrow is not is only the tanai, and we are choshesh that he might sleep tomorrow, and it will be nispar l'mafreya that by sleeping today he had violated Baal Yachel. So once the Gemara knows that that is the case of our Mishnah, that is exactly the case where Rav Yehuda and Rav Nachman had a machlokas. So now we're going to use our Mishnah to ask on Rav Yehuda. V'ilo nayim hayom. If we're talking about, the Mishnah is talking about a case where the noder did not sleep today, kinayim lemacher my Baal Yachel dvaruika. If he sleeps tomorrow, what would the Baal Yachel be? Meaning to the whole Isser was that it's also for him to sleep today if he sleeps tomorrow. But if he didn't sleep today, then for sure he didn't violate the neder. The neder was not to sleep today, al tanai, that he doesn't sleep tomorrow. So if he doesn't sleep today, then for sure there's no issue. Elulav b'denayim. So obviously, our Mishnah is talking about a case where he did sleep today on the day that is the neder day, meaning today is the neder day. And then it will turn out that if he sleeps tomorrow, it will be a fulfillment of the tanai that makes the neder kick in, and then having slept today will have been a violation of Baal Yachel Devaro. That once he sleeps tomorrow, that makes the neder kick in, and therefore the fact that he slept today is a violation, and it's a problem. Alma Ise Denayim. Ooh, but it seems to be, therefore, from our Mishnah that the Baal Yachel is only if he actually slept today, and the Tana is apparently telling us that that's a normal thing to do, that he can sleep today. And by the way, once he slept today, which is normal and fine and okay, but once he slept today, sleeping tomorrow is going to be a violation of Baal Yachel Devaro, and the Mafreya is going to tell us that that sleep that he did today is a violation of Baal Yachel. And that's the Tiyufta on Rav Yehuda, because Rav Yehuda would have said that you're not allowed to sleep today. The Mishnah is presupposing that he slept today, because the Mishnah is telling us by sleeping tomorrow, it's going to make Baal Yachel Devaro kick in for today. What do you mean it's going to make it kick in for today? Who slept today? You weren't allowed to sleep today. No, Elamai, you were allowed to sleep today, and that is the Kasha on Rav Yehuda, at least the way the Ran understands. And the Shittu Mubetzis points out, well, why don't you just say that the Tana is talking about that the Tana agrees with Rav Yehuda, you're not allowed to sleep today, and the Tana is telling us what happens if you did, meaning you're not allowed to, but if you did, then when you sleep tomorrow, it's a violation of Baal Yachel. So the Shita Kubetzis writes in the name of the Shita, he says, Ein derech hatana to tell us dinim for Rishayim that were over in Isser by sleeping today. That the Tana tries to tell us how one should behave, not what one should do when they've already messed up and haven't behaved properly. So generally speaking, Mishnayos teach us about how one should behave. Rabbi Kivayger raises the following question. He says, I don't understand. What's the Tiyufta on Rav Yehuda? Couldn't we just explain that the Mishnah is going like Rav Yehuda, you're not allowed to sleep today, and when it says Hareza Bebal Yachel, it means that don't sleep today so that you don't come to violate Baal Yachel. It's not telling us that we're presupposing that a person slept today because that's no big deal, and therefore if he did so, he just better be careful, because if he sleeps tomorrow, it's going to be Baal Yachel. Maybe the Mishnah is telling us exactly what Rav Yehuda is telling us. don't sleep today, because if you do, sleeping tomorrow is going to be bal yachel. So that's what Rabbi Kiveka writes, that's why the Ran in Dibra Maskel Ve'ela is medayik, that the Lashon of the Mishnah is hareze b'lo yachel dvaro, and not aser. Why doesn't the Mishnah just say aser? So that teaches us that the Tana is not coming to tell us the ikar iser. It's just telling us not to come liday iser on the second day. So if we're talking about that, the first day is the actual gufa iser, and the second day is the tanai. Why does the Mishnah change from the normal lashon and not say the word aser? According to Rav Yehuda, it's aser for him to sleep on that first day. So it must be that if the Mishnah is talking about when the first day is the ikar iser, it's not telling me that it's aser to sleep on the first day. It's telling me do whatever you want on the first day, but you should just realize that if you sleep on the first day, then sleeping on the second, which is mutter and fine, but then sleeping on the second day is going to turn out to be a violation of bal yachal dvaro limafreya. So again, that is the kashan Rav Yehuda there. Rav Yehuda seems to assume, Rav Yehuda says, not just seems to assume, says that if today is the day of Isser and tomorrow is the day of Tanai, you're not allowed to sleep today because we don't have any confidence that you're not going to sleep tomorrow. We think you will sleep tomorrow. And over here, our Mishnah assumes, yeah, you'll sleep today and that's no problem, but just be aware that if you do, you better not sleep tomorrow. So says the Gemara, two possible ways to defend Rav Yehuda from our Mishnah. Possibility number one, ki katani di'i nayam. When it says that it's a violation of bal yachal dvaro, it means that if you slept today, it will be a violation of bal yachal if you sleep tomorrow. And adrabah, the Mishnah is telling me the exact din of Rav Yehuda, that because it's going to lead to bal yachal, don't sleep today, because we have to be choshesh that you really will sleep tomorrow. You're not going to take it so seriously tomorrow, because you know that tomorrow is only your tonight day, and then it will be mispar of the mafreya that you violated bal yachal dvaro, right? Meaning essentially we are saying that you're not supposed to do this. It's exactly what the Mishnah means, that don't sleep today because it's going to be bal yachal. Ravina Amar, Ravina says the second possibility, liolam kediktani, that really the Mishnah is speaking about a case where he said konum sha'ani yashen, and such a lashon, the neder is nachal minatora, because it's davar shein bo mamish, meaning we're backtracking the whole discussion. We started this whole discussion by trying to figure out what is the case of our Mishnah. Once we got the case of our Mishnah to be, the exact case that Rav Yehuda was talking about, then we had a kasha Rav Yehuda. But we had these three other possibilities, what the Mishnah was talking about. And the first possibility was, the guy just says, I'm taking a neder, not to sleep. That I'm taking a neder against sleep. So we immediately rejected that. You can't take a neder against sleep. Sleep is a davar shein bo mamish. There's no such thing as a neder against sleep. So says the Gemara, yeah, you're right. But we're talking about that. We're talking about where you took a neder against sleep. There's no such thing as a neder against sleep. You're right, on a daraisa level. Umay bal yachel midrabanan. That it's a violation, when the Mishnah says that it's a violation of bal yachal, it means midrabanan, that if you sleep, it's a violation of bal yachal midrabanan, the neder is chal, even though it's a davar she'ein bo mamish. So and the Rosh points out, it still has to be that it's for a zman kavua, that it's something that's that you're able to do. Because if it's not a zman kavua, then it wouldn't even be a neder midrabanan, because then it would have two drawbacks. Drawback number one is that it's a davar she'ein bo mamish, and drawback number two is that it's impossible. So the Rosh says, yeah, we'll impose bal yachal midrabanan if it only has one of those drawbacks, if it's at least something that's possible to do. So you have to make it that the neder was, you're not going to sleep for the next 36 hours or something. Now the reason it says hareza belo yachal dvaro, and it doesn't say aser like it says in the Sefer, the Ran points out to legabe shvua that you're not going to sleep, is because it's only midrabanan, meaning the Ran says that's why it doesn't use the term aser. It just says hareza belo yachal dvaro. Hareza means midrabanan, that it's similar to, it's akin to lo yachal dvaro. Tosus writes it means an asmachta, that lo yachal dvaro is an asmachta over here, but not the actual Isser. Now, why is it that this is asa midrabanan? Meaning the rules of a neder are the rules of a neder, and the rules are that it's not a neder if it's a davar shein bo mamish. Where did the rabbanan come up with the idea that it should be a neder? So Tosa says, you know, sometimes when the Gemara transitions from one conversation into another, it's an indicator of the previous conversation. And what the Gemara is about to get into is the topic of dvar mamutarim v'acherim nagu ba'im isser. They have something that's mutar and other people are knowing isser. So he says,
the reason it's asa midrabanan is on account of we treat it that it's like dvar mamutarim shacherim nagu bam iser. Because since you intended to asr sleep on yourself, even though it's an ein bo mamish, and therefore you don't have the power to do so, you don't have that's just the rules of neder don't allow you to do so. But that was your intention, so it's treated as a davar shenagu bo iser. So it's like something that people are noheg an iser. That's how the Shituk Betzes writes as well. So that's why the Gemara is about to bring Dvar Mamutar Machem Nagub an Isser to explain why there should be an Isser Bal Yochel Midrabanan on a Dover She'in Bo Mamish. The Ritva says that the reason it's Aser, when you say Kodem Shani Yashin, it's Aser Midrabanan, is so that you don't come to confuse it and be Matir even if you say Kodem Shani Ochel. And Shani Ochel is on a Dover She'esh Bo Mamish, because Yochel itself is Yesh Bo Mamish. So that's the concern that you might have thought Kodem Shani Yashin, Shani Ochel, eating, sleeping, you know, it's all the same basic idea, it's the same basic format. What difference does it make? But no, Shani Ochel means that on food itself, it actually has a chefza to be halal. And therefore, since you might come to confuse those, so midrabban, we say even Kodem Shani Yashin is going to be a binding neder midrabbanan. So those are two possibilities. So anyway, ask the Gemara, Umi ikah bal yochel midrabbanan? Is it even shaykh to have such a concept of bal yochel on an issue that's only midrabbanan? Says Gemara, yeah, it's shaykh to have bal yochel on something that's only yasa midrabbanan. Vatanya, just like we have in the following brisa, Dvarma mutarim v'achirim nagu ben iser. When you have something that min hadin is mutter, but people are knowing iser on themselves, they have a chumra, they have a precious, iata rashe latirim b'fneim. You're not allowed to be matirit in front of them without doing something to be shoal on the Kabbalah to keep that chumra. And it's also to be knowing as if it's mutter in front of people that are knowing iser. Shenema lo yechal dvaro, because the pasuk says lo yechal dvaro. So you see another place where the Tana writes the lashon lo yechal dvaro, even though something's only a minhag. So it's clearly only midrabanan, and therefore we're comfortable saying that when our mishnah says lo yechal dvaro, it also means just midrabanan. It doesn't mean da'orais. I mean, that's what the Gemara is dealing with over here. How could the mishnah say areza lo yechal dvaro if it's only talking about midrabanan, not midrabanan? Yeah, we do that sometimes. Is also clearly only midrabanan, and it's not a problem. Over the summer of Shechter, there was a video going around about Rav Shechter eating a locust that the Temanim have a mesorah on. So I got a call a few months ago, maybe about a month ago, from a rabbi in Brooklyn, and he started. He said, "I can't get through Rav Shechter, so I'm asking you, how on earth is he allowed to do this?" You know, and he started to bring riots from here and there. So I explained to him, you know, it says in Shulchan Aruch that you're allowed to do it, you know, based on the Shach or whatever. I give all shir, but so he said, "Okay, fine, I'll be mekabel that." But Kaf HaChaim says that there are no egisser. Aruch HaShulchan says no. So it should be dvar mamutarim v'achem nagu b'misser. That is, you're not allowed to be mati b'fneir. So you should be allowed to eat it, but not in front of a video camera. Not in front of someone taking a video. So I said, okay, that's a good kasha. So I said, I'll ask. So I saw Rav Shechter in Yeshiva, and I asked, and he said, really? Kaf HaChaim and Aruch HaShulchan say that there's a minhag not to eat it? He said, I was unaware that there was any such minhag kavua not to eat it. If there is a minhag kavua, he said, anyway, it probably wasn't a kashrus problem because it didn't taste like anything. It was just ashes. It was just like a burnt piece of whatever. But he said, maybe Taka, that's right. I don't know. You know, if there is such a minhag kavua, meaning we take that seriously, this idea of Dvar Mamutarim V'Acherim Nagu B'Amisr, so you're not allowed to be matir b'fnehem. It's a question of does it work in the opposite direction as well, that you shouldn't be machmir in front of people on your own chumras when everybody else, when the whole world is not doesn't keep those chumras. There's a chuvasar advaz about certain chachamim that were machmir not to eat from the shechita of certain people because whatever concerns that they had, they once had a treifa that was yotzi mitachas yadam, and when they're invited over to other people's homes, they just say, no problem, I'm happy to come, just kashra all your kelim before I come, because they're concerned that they trust that shechita and they don't trust that shechita. So the Radvaz writes that to kashra the kelim is a chumri yaseira. He says it doesn't make sense to do that. He says, first of all, you have a chazaka, yet you have a rov, that rov shochtim are kashra. Second of all, rov mitzuyim etzel shechita ar mumchim heim. We have a special chazaka dafka by shechita, that rov mitzuyim etzel shechita ar mumchim heim. Third of all, even from the guy that had the neveli, yotzi mitachas yado, you're allowed to eat from a shechita because just because that time he didn't shecht properly, it doesn't mean that he's never going to shecht properly and that most of his shechitas aren't proper. Fourth, says the Radvaz, tamo v'lo mamasho is only an issur midrabanan. You worry about blios and kalim, so that's only an issur midrabanan, it's not an issur d'arayis, so we talk about blios. So fifth, he says, stam kalim arein b'nei yoman, so it's an osin tam lufkam anyway. Sixth, he says, most of the time, there's more than shishim in the tafshil than the plate of issur that comes from the kalim. And seventh, he says, you shouldn't be so different than everybody else. If everybody else is behaving in a certain way, and it's not a davra osur, we're not dealing with a matter that's an actual isur. So this is always tricky. Like, when do you say that what you're doing is a chumrah and you don't want to stand out, and when you know, or maybe even standing out is losis go to do that it's a violation of being knowing differently than the rest of the tzibur? And when do we say then you know what that you're right and they're wrong? You have to do what the halacha is, you know, even though other people are violating the halacha. There was a whole back and forth with Ramesh and Rav Tait, Zichronam Levracha, about sherry cask whiskey. You know, that's the scotch that everybody drinks, except for if you're at a kiddush with hashgacha, then they take it away. But so the Ramesh, Rabbi Tait, was very adamant that absolutely it's asr, and that Ramesh has to come out and say that it's asr, and Ramesh wasn't convinced at all that it was Asir. So he says that ani afsha ani matir nisar ani ba'atzmi milishtos. He says I'm matir, but you know, if you're worried about me, you're worried about mine. I happen to not drink it. And then he says rak bechabura shelo lemechzi kiyuara hayisi shosem mashu levarich hamasubin kanahuk. He says unless you know it's a bunch of chevra and they want a bracha and they want to say alechayim, so I'm not going to not say alechayim when everyone is drinking. You know, it's a davra mutter. I mean, he thought that would push the line for him to not drink. So he says, so then I'll have a little bit. So then and it's a, because anyway it's not a chashash isra at all. So again, exactly what are the cases? I was just asked recently, a guy was. I mentioned on Shabbos, the guy was at a Syrian shul on Shabbos, last Shabbos, and he got up to Duchen, because the Syrians Duchen every day, and he's an Ashkenazi Kohen, and he looks, he's the only one not wearing shoes. Everyone else is wearing leather shoes with laces. Like, mama's shoes. It's against the Gemara. The Gemara says you're not allowed to wear shoes. So he wasn't sure, is this losis go to do if he's not wearing shoes? Or should he say, well, I'm right, the Gemara says you're not allowed to wear shoes, and they're wearing shoes. I finally found a Syrian rabbi yesterday, I happen to have been meeting with for a different reason, and I said, is this really a thing that Syrians duchen with shoes? He said, old school Syrians duchen with shoes, but never on a duchen, meaning they'll stay on the floor level. And that there's svara for that. Both reasons the Gemara gives to take off your shoes is when you're on a duchen. If you're down on the floor level, so then there's makom to say that you're allowed to. So he says sometimes he'll be in the Syrian shul that the guys that are older that come all the way up to Duchen, they'll take off their shoes, and the guys that stay down in the bottom will wear their shoes. So that was the way he parsed it out. Okay, so now Vayter in the Gemara, a second challenge to Rabbi Yehuda Tanan. Shat nanisli, a person says to his wife after Sukkot, Shat nanisli ad haPesach im telchi lebeisavicha ad haChag, that I'm taking nedra no, you're not allowed to get hana from me until Pesach. If you go to your father's house, adachag, meaning talking about this time of year, daf yomi coincidence, talking about the time of year that's in between Sukkot and Pesach. So he said, 6 months out of the year. So he says that I'm taking a neder hana'a that you're not allowed to get hana'a from me until Pesach time. If you go to your father's house, adachag. So it could be that if she gets hana'a between now and Pesach, she'll be in violation if she then goes to her father's house in the summertime. So halcha lefnei Pesach, asur b'hana'a, so ad haPesach. If she went to Beis Aviyah before Pesach, then she's not allowed to get Hana until Pesach. But it sounds like only if she went to her father's house before Pesach, she's not allowed to get Hana. But if she didn't go to her father's house before Pesach, then she's not Asura Bana before Pesach. And we're not choshesh that after Pesach, sometime in the summer, she's going to go to her father's house, and then it will turn out that she violates Bal Yachel Lemafreya. Even though that the Shah Nenisli of now is the Isser, Im Telchil Besavicha Arachag is the Tanai. So a person apparently is careful even about the Tanai. So it's a Kasher of Yudo who holds that we're told of the Neder, that when you're told of the Neder on a Tanai, you're not allowed to violate the Neder because we're afraid that afterwards you're not going to be careful about the Tanai. Over here, we're not apparently we're not concerned about that. So I'm Rabbi Abba. Answers the Gemara. Rabbi Abba says, no, what the Mishnah means is, holcha l'fnei ha-Pesach asura. If she went l'fnei ha-Pesach to Beis Aviyah, she has an Isser Gomer min ha-Torah viloka, and therefore she gets Malkus, below holcha asura bi-alma. But if she doesn't go to Beis Aviyah, then it's only an Isser midrabanan to get Hana'ah up until Pesach time. It's still Asr, but it's only Asr midrabanan. Even Rabbi Yehuda would agree that his Isser of don't sleep today, right now, today, is only an Isser midrabanan, because he's concerned that you're going to sleep tomorrow. So same over here. Don't get Hana'ah up until Pesach, because I'm concerned in the summertime you're going to go to the Beis Avicha. Well, it says in Ema Seifa, Achar Pesach, Bebal Yachol Devaro, the Seifa says that if she goes to Beis Aviyah after Pesach, it's a violation of Bal Yachol. The idol of Hani l'fnei Pesach, Mika Bal Yachol. But if she didn't get Hana'ah before Pesach, what would the Bal Yachol be? El Pshita Dishani. It must be she did get Hana'ah before Pesach. Alma Mishani. And you see from there that that's okay, that you're allowed to do that, that you're allowed to get Hana'ah before Pesach. And we're not concerned that you're going to later violate the Tanai. V'tiyufta d'Rav Yehuda. And that is a direct tiyufta d'Rav Yehuda. Because Rav Yehuda said, don't sleep today because I'm concerned you're going to sleep tomorrow. And over here we say, apparently she's allowed to get Hana'ah until Pesach because I'm not concerned she's going to go to the Beis Aviyah tomorrow. So, and apparently, Karen Ora points out, one Lechora could have distinguished between sleeping, which is something that a person is likely to do over a 24-hour period, versus going Lebeis Avich, which is a trip that she doesn't necessarily have to do. But apparently the Gemara doesn't make any such distinction. So it says, Mar Kikotani, Di'i Ishani, Areza Bal Yachol Devaru. All the Mishnah is telling me is that if you get Hana, if she gets Hana up until Pesach from her husband, then it will be Bal Yachol Devaru. Not that she's allowed to get Hana. Ain't a Hanami. It's an Isra Midraban for her to do it, just like Rabbi Yehuda said. Now a third challenge to Rabbi Yehuda. Tanan, Shad Nenesli, a person says to his wife after Sukkot that you have an Isra Hana'ah from me Adachag until next Sukkot, Imtelchi L'Beis Avicha to Pesach. If you go to your father's house between now and Pesach, had she gone to her father's house before Pesach, then it's obvious that the neder is chal, and therefore she's not allowed to get Hana'ah up until next Sukkot. But then she has no restrictions on going to her father's house because everything's fine. She just has this neder. The neder is chal anyway. Holcha, if she went to Beis Aviyah before Pesach, Asura, that's when she's going to be Asur to get Hana'ah from her husband. But lo Holcha, if she didn't go to Beis Aviyah, lo, then there is no Isser for her to get Hana'ah before Pesach from her husband, because we're not Choshesh that maybe she'll violate the Tanai and still go to Beis Aviyah. So that's a Kashan Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda would say, no, don't do anything right now, because I'm afraid you're later going to violate the Tanai. So answers the Gemara, no, Amarava, who didn't afilu lo Holcha Asura, even if she didn't go to Beis Aviyah, she's not allowed to get Hana'ah from her husband up until Pesach time, when there's still risk that she might violate the Tanai, that she might be Mekayim the Tanai rather. Holcha Asura Veloka. But if she had already gone to Beis Aviyah, then when she gets Hana'ah from her husband, now it's going to be a violation of Bal Yachol with Malkus. But lo Holcha, if she had not yet allowed the Tanai to kick in, she had not yet activated the Tanai by going to Beis Aviyah, then Asura Bialma. Then we still tell her, don't get Hana'ah, because I'm afraid you might activate the Tanai, but I can't give you Malkus for that. It's an Isra Midrabanan. But you're not going to get Malkus for it. A fourth raya. Meisvei, a brisa tells us, Kikar zo alai hayom. Person takes a neder that he's not going to get enough from this kikar. Im eilich l'makom ploni l'machar. I'm not going to get enough from this kikar today if I go to a certain place tomorrow. Achal areza bebal yelich. So if he eats that kikar today, then it's going to, then he has an iser to travel to that place tomorrow. So the Gemara is medayik from the fact that it doesn't say he's not allowed to eat that kikar today. It sounds like he is allowed to eat that kikar today. And that's a kasher abudu, who says that you're not allowed to violate today's neder, lest you violate, lest you you activate the Tanai tomorrow. So mikatani ochel. Well, it doesn't say ochel, that is, which would imply that it's mutter for him to do ochel katani. D'chiyachal areza bebal yelech. That if he ate it, ein achinami. Don't eat it. Don't do the violation of the neder today, lest you activate the neder tomorrow. If you did, then be careful not to activate the neder tomorrow. Not at all against Rabbi Yehuda. A fifth raya against Rabbi Yehuda. Halach harezeh bal yachal dvaro. The safe of that price says that if he went the next day, then it's a violation of bal yachal dvaro. Mahalich lo. Because of the Rabbi Yehuda. So the Gemara says that according to Rabbi Yehuda, it should have said in the safe of the brisa that mahalich ve'eno b'bal yachal dvaro. Since yesterday it was also midrabanan from to eat the kikar, so minastam he didn't eat it. So it's mutter tomorrow to go to wherever he wants to go. So from the fact that the brisa says halach harezeh bal yachal, it seems that we're talking about where he ate the kikar the previous day, and presumably because that was mutter to do, and that's a kasher and Yehuda. So amlach Yehuda who had into listening mahalich. I diktani resha achal delomis nilei ochel tani seifa halach. It's just trying to keep the lashonos consistent from the resha to the seifa. Then the Mishnah had said, now on a new topic, konim shani misham sheikh harezeh bal yachal dvar. If he takes a neder ana that is of tashmish hamita, so it's a violation of bal yachal dvar. He's not allowed to be mishamish with her. So v'mishum b'do midoraisa. What do you mean a neder? A neder shouldn't be chal. He has a shiba doraisa. D'chsiv sheirak susa v'onosa lo yigra. So says Gemara, no. He said ba'omer hana'as tashmish sheikh alai. He asked on himself with the konim hana'a from her tashmish v'lo kanichale b'tashmish, and he doesn't want to get hana'a from the tashmish, and he's allowed to aser that hana'a on himself, and therefore the neder is chal. So you're not allowed to say, I'm taking a neder not to do tashmish. That you can't do because you have a chiv to. But you could take a neder not to get hana'a from her tashmish. And it works in the reverse as well. Dam Rav Kahana, tashmishi alecha. If a woman says, my tashmish should be aser to you, kofanasa mishamashto. That neder is not chal, it should be mishvedesla. Because just like he's mishubah to give her tashmish, she's mishubah to give him tashmish. But hana'as tashmish chalai. But if she phrases it differently, she asers the hana'a of his tashmish, of tashmish with the husband on herself, then aser, then they're not allowed to have tashmish. Shein machin lo ladam davar asur lo, because we cannot force a person to do that which is an isur. And once they took the neder from hana'as tashmish, that is actually going to be chal. Okay, but tomorrow we'll pick up at the Mishnah on the bottom.